teach us. That only because he's still walking around with his stick, in other words, he's still really sick. That's why we have to have an oimet to see if it's from the first sickness he's dying or not. But iduch, in a case where he would get up, in other words, walk around without a stick, then umdino namalebinum. Then we would not have to even check him out. Because even though he later had a relapse and died because of the first sickness, still the get would not be good. Because as soon as he gets well for 1 minute, as soon as he's omad, that's the loch is an automatic chazara. The husband only meant to give the get to his wife because he thought he's going to die. The second he gets up and sees he's not going to die, he right away means to retract from the get. So therefore, even though later he dies again, he dies from that sickness, the get's no good. So that's the Chiddush Mishnah, only because he's walking around on a cane. Means he never really got well. That's why we have to see when he dies, did he die because of the first sickness or not. But in the case where he's well and walking around, then for sure the get is no good. So Gemara says, alright, turn over. Gemara says, Shamat Minor, from here we hear that Shchiv Mera, Shenitik Mechol Lechayli, is Matnosa Matona. From here it's Mashma, from now Mishnah, that if a person is very sick, gave away a present, and then he changes sicknesses, it changes from one sickness to another sickness, the Matana is still good. He cannot retract. Only if he gets well in between. But if it just changes from one sickness to another sickness right away, he can't retract. So Mar says, in truth, that's true. The Yom Rebeleza Mishmei Derav. Shchiv Meirav. Person is very sick. Shenitik Mechel L'Choyli. He changed over from one sickness, that sickness, to another sickness. The first sickness left him. But right away he got another sickness. Matnosa Maton, it's fact of true. The present that he gave away first is still a good present. He can't retract yet. Because he never was on, but he never got well. Rabbo, the Rava, Loisvir, Luhod, Ravuna. Rabbo, Rava, both do not hold like Ravuna. They say no. They say, Gzeira, Shema, Yomru, Yesh, Get, Liachamisa. We have to be afraid. Maybe people will say there's a Get, Liachamisa. Rashi says, Gzeira, Shema Yermu Yesh Get Yachamisa. The Omad, if he stands up, Chayzer, if you say when the husband gets up, he could retract. Ostomate people will say, Lehevi Get Ademais. If so, the get is not really a good get until he dies. Because we see if he would get well for 1 minute, the get's no good. What do you mean the get's no good? Because the get is not chal until he dies. For Kachazinat Lechimais, people see that when he does die, it's a good get. So Shramina, people will say, you can give a get Yachamisa. And therefore, the Vimach, even when you say clearly, Stamli Achamisa. So therefore, here in this case, still the get is no good. That's what they say. And as that, therefore, they say, even when he's Omad, still you know the get is a good get. That's what they say. They hold at all times the get is a good get. Even though he's Omad, he gets well in between, he cannot retract. So, Marius, because that's Gezerah. Because if you say he could retract, so people will say then that the get is only really after he dies. And then they'll think you could give a get after he dies, and it's not true. So where is the question? But what happens really is, if the Shchiv Mera said to give a get to his wife, and then he got well, so really, really we say, since he gets well, he's chayzer, it does not mean the get should be good, and the get is no good. You're telling me though, Mishum Gzeira, we said the get is good. So Gemara asks, oh, Miyikamidya, is there anything? The Midya writes, Aleha Begita. Midya writes here, since the guy became well in between, the get should not be good. Oh, Mishum Gzeira, Sharina, Eshish Alma. And because of the Gzeira, you're telling me that people may come to say that you have a right to give a get to your wife, to the get should be chal after you die. So because of that Gzeira, we say the get is good. How could that be? If Midya writes that the get is no good, how could we, with the Rabbanah, make up a good get? So Gemara says, in, yes, the Rabbanah could do that. Because the klal is called the Mekadesh, Adai to the Rabbanah Mekadesh. When you first got married, you said, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, that you only got married after the minig of Chachamim, how the Chachamim want the Kedushin to be. And therefore, if you do something like this, where you give a get to your wife to say that your Shchiv Mera gives a get to his wife, here, and Shchiv Mera gets well, so the Rabbanan said, V'yavkin Rabbanah Kedushin Menei, the Rabbanan said, we're going to look as if you were never married in the first place. We have the right to take away the Kedushin from the beginning. So that's how the Rabbanim could say, this get is a good get. In other words, they could make it that Midiraisi you never married. And this the Gemara says, Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi, Tainat the Kaddish Bekaspa. That's good if you make Kedushin with Kesev. So then we could always say, Hefka Bez and Hefker, and they wouldn't have a right to make the money, like it was not the husband's money, so Kedushin was not Chal. Or else the Rabbanu would do it, because it's not making anything wrong, really. But the question is, Kiddush Bebiya, Ma'ikal Amemo, when the husband married his wife through Biya, so Chur Ma'ikal Amemo, the kasher is, would the Rabbanu go and do something to make that Biya, Biya's Nus? And the Avimini was, it's not Mistar, but the Rabbanu won't make it into a Biya's Nus. The Rabbanu will not want to take away his Kedushin. Gemara says, no, even so, Amalei, yes, Shavu Rabbanu Libelasa Bilas Nus, the Rabbanan, yes, did that. Even though the husband first married his wife with a biyam, now the Rabbanan say that since she gave a get in this way, that we make an exera, we do not want to get, we do not want the Kedushin to be chal in the first place, in order that this get should be a good get with the Rabbanan. So kitzur, that's the klal that called the Mekadosh, not that the Rabbanan Mekadosh. Tell the Rabbanan, we learn it like this. Ze gitcha mehayoyim emeisim mechel zeh. A husband gives his wife a get and says, here's a get that should be really chal from today, if he dies from the sickness he has now. And what happened was, v'nofel abayis olav, and right away the house collapsed upon him. He died because the house collapsed. Or else the snake bit him. So then his ain't a get, the get is not a good get, because he did not die from that sickness. Something else caused him to die. He did not give the get. He only gave the get if he would die on that sickness.
Yeah.
Right. Because that's called an einis l'shchiyah. These things don't happen. It wasn't on your mind. It's not what you meant to say. You only meant to say the get should be if you die from that sickness. What about im loy emed mechel zeh? The person says, "I'm giving." He gave his wife a get to say the get should be good. If I don't get well from the sickness, then benoflo lo beisa, the bias falls on him and kills him. Or yechishu nachash, raise the get. Then the get is a good get, because since he did not get up to get well, to get good. For the Gemara, though, why? Maishna said, what's to be the difference? If you tell him now from an oinus, that's lo shchiach, something that doesn't happen, you don't think about, so he did not think about this either, that's not what he meant. He only meant to say the get should be good if he doesn't get up because of a sickness. But here he didn't get up because the health came upon him, he never meant to give the get, so what do you say the get's a good get for? So Shalchem Itom, they sent back from Eretz Yisrael, Ochlo Ari Ein Lanu. In other words, it's the same type of the case that this also. What's going to be if an Ari ate him up on the way? In other words, the thing that's not Shchiach, we don't think about. So Rashi is like this. Sholcha mitam. Ayidei maise shira becha. It happened once happened to somebody. Shomri said like this. Im lo yamid mechel zeh. The husband gave his wife a get and said, if I don't get up from the sickness, I want to get to be good. And what happened was, v'yochel Ari, the lion ate him up. V'sholcha adobel Eretz Yisrael. They sent out the Shiloh to Eretz Yisrael. The Yeshiva, they said back to him, Ein lo nu she get. That's not called a good get. The yoytzot lo shchiach liyasek abayte. Because the husband never thought about this. The husband only saw it, something that could happen, but not something that's minus, that doesn't happen. He never thought about that. So the husband said like this. He gave his wife a get to say, she'd be a good get if I don't get well from the sickness. So it means to say, if he dies from this sickness, then he gets a good get. But here that some modern thing happened, that a lion ate him up, he never meant the get should be a good get in that case. So Chorul, I don't understand Pshan this Braisa. Why, if he says if he dies, it's no good. If he says if he gets up, then the get is good. So Kitzur, they don't understand Pshan the Braisa. Moses Vaita. Hahu Gavra, there was a man, Tizov and Nair Lechavri, sold his fields to his friend. Kibbalay, and the one that sold, accepted upon himself, Kolon Sadim Sialda. Any onus that happens, in other words, people come and argue and want to take away the field from you, I'll give you back your money. The sofer at the end, Afika Bein Hora, that the river overflowed and ruined the field. So Asla Kaim of the Ravina came in front of Ravina and said, listen, you accepted to pay me for any onus, pay me up. So Amalei Ravina said, it's true, Zil Shafale, go pay him back his money. To a Kabiltu Alocha, Kolunsa, the Misyalid, you accepted upon yourself anything that goes wrong with this field. On this Omle Rav Acha Bar Taklif Ravina, Oinsud Lashkiachahu. But such an earnest like this, he never thought about. He only meant to say, if it's something that people argue and take away the field from you, I'll pay you back. But this type of an earnest that the river should overflow and ruin the fields, that I never meant to accept upon myself. And the Mar says true. Egal Glamils that came out, Umot Lakam the Rabbi came out in front of Rava Omalu, Oinsud Lashkiachahu. That this is called an earnest that's not Shkiach. And therefore, the person never meant to accept it, and you don't have to pay. You only mean to pay, you accept it upon yourself, things that happen, you think about. But something like this, it doesn't come up, doesn't happen so often, you don't think about it, you didn't mean it. On this, the Gemara Sakasha, it said before, the Brisa, at least the Shver Brisa said, the second case was, if the husband gave the get to his wife and said, if I don't get up from this chayla, then the get should be good. And it says, if not all the bias, the house collapsed, I should raise the get, it is a good get. The question is why? The guy doesn't think about such an oinus. So you see, even though you don't think about it, still you want the get to be good. Omle Rabba, Rabba said back, here he has the question here. V'yayim ha'resha, why don't you look at the resha better? Then what does the resha say? Ain't a get, it's not called a good get. So don't ask me from the sefer, look at the resha better. Omle Rabba Achim and Yifta Ravina, Omishum Dekashi, resha, sefer, lo mesvinim to Yifta Minei. Well, why not? You have a question, what's the pshat in the resha to the sefer? But I call upon him, look at the sefer, it's mashma like me, that even though the oinus does not happen, still you accepted it. Omle said back, in yes, no, I mean to say good. That kivon the kashi reisha seifa, since you have a stira in this brisa, the reisha is a contradiction to the seifa. It has to be the layitma bei medrasha umashabeshtehi. That this brisa was wrong. It wasn't learned in the base of medicine. It's wrong. Therefore, zilbas asvara, go after the svara. The svara is an unsad loy shchiach. You don't accept upon yourself. Seir also did not mean to accept upon himself to pay back for the river ruin the field. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, bread, Rabbi Shua, Zav and Shumshimi. They bought sesame, agidah, and harmalka by the river. Ogor Mochi, they hired the shipman, Liavrino, to take the Shumshimi over the ocean, the river. Kibulay, and the shipman accepted upon himself, Kolumsa, the Messiah, the anything that happened. For the safe, at the end happened, his stock and the Nor got closed up. And the star of Malka, the clock closed up, and they couldn't make it through. Amalu. So, Agura Chamri, I want you now to hire for me axes then. Chamorim donkeys, Afkino, take it over now, Lon. So, Kabil Solech, Golunsa de Messiah, because you accepted any oinus that happens, you have to do it. You have to take this job and bring over my Shumshmit to the other side. So, Osla came with the Rav Omalu. Kaki, Chiyure, Mishalchi, Galima, the Inshi, like white geese, white ducks. You want to stop take away the shirts of a person? No! Unsud Lashkiachu. This is an oinus that doesn't happen. It doesn't happen so often that the river gets clogged up. So therefore, even though they accepted upon themselves any oinus, that's if the ship would break or something else. But something that you don't think about, that thing they didn't accept upon themselves, that oinus they did not accept, and therefore they do not have to pay you, so they do not have to take it over the ship, over the ocean, the river for you. Alright, I'll stop here. Here, home by the Mishnah, the fine Gimel Amud Aleph. The bottom, the Mishnah says, Leites Yacha Dimoi, that in the case of the Mishnah before, when a husband gives his wife a get, and he tells her that the get should be mehayoyim imesi, that the get should be from today if he dies from the sickness, or if he dies, then the get is chal from today. So therefore, from that day onwards, after the husband gives her the get, they're not supposed to have yichud together, they can't be alone together. Only in front of Edim, and the Mishnah says, "Afidu al piyevet, afidu al pishivcha." Because you don't have to have in front of two Edim; even in front of one Ed would be enough. And even if it's only an Eved or a Shivcha, then they're allowed to be together. But by themselves, they can't be together. In other words, we don't let them live together. Chutz mi shivchasai, but her own maid is no good. Mifnei shaliba gaspa b'shivchasa, because from her own maid, she's not afraid of. So therefore, we're afraid that if she's alone with a husband, just with her own maid, she wouldn't care, she doesn't stare from her own maid, and therefore she'll still live with her husband. And we don't want that to happen, we'll soon see why. Because like this, the husband gives her a get from today if he dies. We're afraid if they're going to live together afterwards, maybe he's going to make a deal, a sham kedushin, and like he's going to remarry her again. And therefore she's going to have a second get for the new kedushin. So the whole purpose of this get is that in case the husband dies, she doesn't have to fall to yibum. But if the husband lives with his wife again, it is as if they made a new kedushin, and therefore they're going to have a second get, and they don't have the second get. So therefore the din is, they're not allowed to be together. Only unless they have Edom or an Edechot with them. Now the Mishnah says, Mahi b'yosin hayomim. What type of halacha do they have those days? In other words, from the time that the husband gave his wife the get, and he told her that the get should be mehayoyim imesi, should be from today when he dies. So up until he dies, what din do they have? So Rabbi Yudah says, Keshes Ish.